The proposed union is called the Petersburg Police Association, and it's looking for official recognition from the state. John Hogue is the association's attorney.
The association has petitioned the Alaska Labor Relations Agency to be recognized as the labor representative of what is called Class 1 employees of the police department, which means all the police officers and the dispatch/correction officers, with the exception of the chief.
That's about 14 workers. They are currently members of the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association. PMEA represents a total of about 70 workers. However, according to Hogue, the Alaska Labor Relations Agency has recognized that police employees have unique concerns.
They're shift workers. They're held to a different set of conduct than the rest of the city is, a much higher set of conduct. Their work is inherently different. It's inherently dangerous. And so they have what's called a community of interest that stands alone.
Hogue says the police department workers want their own local labor organization rather than becoming part of a larger existing law enforcement union. That would be quite different than their current situation with the PMEA, which is part of the statewide Alaska Public Employees Association. Hogue sent the petition for recognition out on the 18th of January. He says department members have had some interest in forming their own union at least since 2006, when they first contacted him about the idea. He thinks the decision to move ahead now was prompted by the ongoing contract dispute between PMEA and the city administration, but according to Hogue, the police department workers are concerned about more than just the current labor unrest.
I have talked to some of the folks that have been on the negotiating team in that contract for years, and they say they have over the years brought issues to the attention of the union that are unique to law enforcement, and that they didn't get anybody's attention to work to get those issues dealt with through the collective bargaining process. And so they were concerned about this, and they were concerned that, they feel bad for the rest of the employees. They're in a very tough situation.
The PMEA and the city have been at odds over wages and paid time off for nearly a year now. The union's contract expired last spring, and with no new offers on the table, the members are poised to take a strike vote. However, Class 1 workers, essential public health and safety employees like those in the police department, are not allowed to strike, nor do they want to, according to Hogue. Rather, their last negotiating option is arbitration. That's where an outside arbiter, like a judge, is hired and settles the contract dispute with a legally binding decision. So even with just 14 members, Hogue says the Petersburg Police Association would still have bargaining power.
The bargaining power that they have derives from state statutes. I mean, that's the way it is in every state, is you get what the legislature in essence says you get for a bargaining relationship with the employer. And in this case, as employees that have the right to arbitration if they can't settle the contract, that provides leverage in negotiations.
Along with PMEA, the city of Petersburg also negotiates a contract with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Hogue does not think that adding a third group would excessively fragment local labor organizations. Also, if the PMEA does vote to go on strike, the Class 1 workers would go to arbitration whether or not there's a separate police union. Both the city of Petersburg and the PMEA have the right to object to the police workers' petition. Petersburg City Manager Scott Hahn mentioned the petition at this week's city council meeting, saying he was looking into how it would affect the city. When contacted this week, PMEA and APEA officials had just learned about the petition as well, so they could not yet say how their organizations would respond. APEA's Angie Parker said it is the employees' right to pursue their own union if they're unhappy with their current representation, but she also expressed concern about how effective they could be with such a small group. It will ultimately be up to the Alaska Labor Relations Agency to decide whether local police department employees can be represented by their own labor organization. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.